Lactate threshold testing is a practical tool for endurance athletes who are stuck on a performance plateau. It identifies the exercise intensity at which lactate begins to accumulate faster than the body can clear it, allowing athletes to train more precisely, delay fatigue, and improve race performance. The central point is simple. Knowing your lactate threshold lets you replace guesswork with data-driven training zones, making workouts more effective and reducing the risk of overtraining. The test involves progressive exercise on a treadmill or cycle ergometer, with blood samples taken to measure lactate concentration. A typical session includes a 10 to 15 minute low-intensity warm-up, a 12 to 20 minute main test with gradually increasing intensity, and a 5 to 10 minute cool-down. The full visit usually takes 60 to 90 minutes. Athletes should test on equipment that matches their primary sport to get the most useful results. Key benefits include precise training zones, performance prediction, training optimization, and progress tracking. Lactate threshold values vary by fitness level, with recreational athletes often reaching threshold at 65 to 80% of VO2 max. Elite endurance athletes may reach it at 85 to 95% of VO2 max. That distinction shows why individualized testing is more useful than generic heart rate or pace guidelines. Testing can be done at university sports labs, private facilities, or sports performance centers. University labs may offer research-grade equipment and exercise physiologists, sometimes with student discounts, but may require advanced scheduling. Private facilities often provide more flexible scheduling, faster results, complete performance packages, and customized coaching. Costs vary, with basic lactate testing around $150 to $165. Complete packages with VO2 max testing are about $250 to $385, and multi-sport assessments can cost $385 or more. In the East Bay area, UCSF offers both VO2 max and lactate threshold testing for $549. Kaiser Sports Medicine offers them for $350. Proper preparation matters. Athletes should sleep well, stay hydrated, avoid intense workouts for 48 hours before testing, skip caffeine for at least 4 hours before the test, and avoid large meals 2 to 3 hours prior. Bring athletic wear, appropriate shoes, water, and a towel. Cyclists should bring preferred pedals and cycling shoes. Results are interpreted through the lactate curve, which shows baseline lactate, the first and second lactate thresholds, and maximum lactate steady state. A curve that shifts to the right indicates better fitness, meaning the athlete can sustain higher workloads before lactate rises sharply. Training zones are commonly set as percentages of lactate threshold heart rate, with below 85% for recovery. 85 to 89% is for base building, 90 to 94% for tempo, 95 to 99% for threshold, and above 100% for VO2 max work. Cyclists and runners with power meters can also use functional threshold power, roughly the average power sustainable for 30 minutes. The most effective training approach is polarized or pyramidal, with elite athletes often spending 75 to 85% of training time in easy recovery work. They often spend 10 to 20% in moderate base work and 5 to 10% in higher intensity efforts. More broadly, spending 75 to 80% of total training time below lactate threshold is important for building endurance without excessive fatigue. Threshold work should be introduced conservatively and increased gradually. Testing frequency depends on the training phase. During base building, test every 8 to 10 weeks to establish a baseline. During peak season, test every 4 to 6 weeks to fine-tune zones. Before a major race, test 2 to 3 weeks out to confirm race-based strategy. Regular retesting is important because lactate threshold improves with training, and zones should be updated as fitness changes. Between lab tests, athletes can use field methods. The talk test is a simple intensity check. Choose a familiar paragraph, increase effort every 4 minutes, and note the point where comfortable speech becomes difficult. A 30-minute time trial can also estimate threshold by averaging heart rate or power. These methods are useful daily tools, but lab testing remains the most accurate. Home lactate testing is also becoming more popular, but it works best when paired with a clear training plan. Key progress indicators include higher power or speed at threshold, lower heart rate at a previously measured threshold pace, better recovery between hard efforts, and the ability to sustain higher intensities. If threshold values stop improving after 8 to 12 weeks of consistent training, it may be time to review recovery, nutrition, or training structure. VO2 max and lactate threshold are different measurements. VO2 max is the maximum rate of oxygen consumption, while lactate threshold is the point where lactate accumulates rapidly, marking a shift toward greater anaerobic contribution. Affordable options exist, but the best value comes from a facility that uses standard protocols, matches the test to the athlete's sport, and provides pre-test instructions, detailed results, training zone recommendations, and post-test guidance. The critical takeaway is that lactate threshold is a trainable, measurable performance marker. Accurate testing, proper zone application, and consistent retesting allow endurance athletes to train smarter, break plateaus, improve race performance, and reduce the risk of overtraining.